are full of hot air, Don.
Gee, thanks.
I just mean that it shouldn't be a problem to generate enough wind to blow a ping pong ball up and out of a funnel.
Ping pong balls are really light, so I'm guessing that all it would take is one or two strong puffs to blow it out.
I just happen to have a funnel and a ping pong ball here. Want to try?
I'm beginning to suspect there's more to this than I think, but sure. I can't get the ball out. What's going on?
It's a physics trick. See, the harder you blow, the harder it is for the ball to leave the funnel, thanks to the Bernoulli principle.
What's that?
Basically, the faster a fluid flows, the less pressure it creates. In this case, the fluid is air. When you blow through the funnel, you create a current of fast-moving air around the ball. That results in a low pressure zone below the ball that allows the higher pressure zone above it to push the ball down and keep it from rising any farther.
Which is why the ball didn't go anywhere, no matter how hard I blew.
Yep. It's the same principle that airplane wings use to create lift.
I think I figured out how to get the ball out of the funnel.
How?
Turn the funnel over.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Ben Brabson in physics. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. Once again, our web address is amos.indiana.edu. For A Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.